report. Thanks again. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. It is presently 11 a.m.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Ann Lawrence Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Ann Lawrence Dental Artistry is located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110. Online at drannlawrence.com.
Lord, I heard my baby. Lord, I heard my baby call. Lord, I heard my baby. Lord, I heard my baby. Please let me lay down. Let me lay down in the cool line. Let me lay down in your cool line, baby. I've been drinking white lightning, darling. Lord, it's done gone to my head. Before you wake up, baby. Lord, baby, hit me at your door. Lord, take me before you wake up, darling. Lord, baby, hit me at your door. Every time you turn, Lord, baby, I'll be ready to go. Everybody crying, Maisie. Lord, tell me what you might say to me. Crying, mother, be. Lord, please tell me what you must say me. If it means a good baby, Lord, have mercy. Lord, if it means, Lord, if it means any good. If it mean any good, baby, Lord have mercy on. Lord, come here, baby. Let me have a few words with you. Lord, let me have a few words with you. If I don't love you, Lord, baby, tell me who. Look out.
From 1969, that was Mississippi Fred McDowell with Let Me Lay Down in Your Cool Iron Bed. McDowell discovered in 1959 by one of the Lomaxes. He had a good musical career once Arhuli Records started recording him, and he made a lot of festivals, that sort of thing. Passed away in 1972. Classic blues from Mississippi Fred McDowell to bring us into hour three of 4 hours of blues for you here on a Friday on KRVS. Stay tuned at 1 o'clock for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 p.m. by Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. Music now from Little Joe McLaren and a disc, obviously modern, called Facebook Blues. This one came out, a year or two ago. He's going to do a number for us called Hobo Blues. This isn't the Yank Rochelle, John Lee Hooker type of hobo blues, but pretty nice nonetheless. Again, music from Little Joe McLaren and his disc Facebook Blues.
He was the heavyweight wheelman with his mighty fame. Mr. Jones was a man you know, leaving good times and always had to go. Why don't you hobo be like me? He made to his chair till about 5 o'clock. He told his fireman, get that boiler hot. I miss it, yes, John, we ought to be gone. You know I feel just like riding if it's all night long. Another hobo running with some beer, crying, sweet Mr. Jones, don't you leave me here. On that thing, sent me out his pride. I'm gonna ride Mr. Jones, his train or die. I ain't good looking, but I take my time. Cause I'm a song. Hobo got arrested on that Sunday morning. The judge told me that I better leave town. Doggone my bad luck, so I'm out of Vanderbilt.
Your money, please don't lose your mind. When you live with your money, please don't lose your mind. When you lose your woman, please don't fool with mine. And you married men, how to keep your wife at home. And you married men, how to keep your wife at home. Get your job and roll for the man, and try to carry your labor home. Try to carry your labor home. Are you mad women? How to keep your husband at home? Are you mad women? How to keep your husband at home? Take care of your husband's labor and let these single boys alone. Single woman, creed about a married man. What make a single woman, creed about a married man? Cause he wakes hard all the time, he put money in her hand. Make a mad woman, so creed about a single man. Make a mad woman, crazy about a single man. Cause the husband might lay down and die, and raise that fella to her hand. Let me tell you, men, what these mad women will do. Let me tell you, boy, what these mad women will do. You will get your money, she will care a cup to you. It is, men, ain't gonna tell you nothing else. It is, men, ain't gonna tell you nothing else. Man's a fool, everything. He got a whole woman by himself.
Blind Joe Reynolds from 1930 with the original Married Woman Blues. Later, Eric Clapton and Ginger Baker and Jack Bruce would do that as Cream on Disraeli Gears. Interesting performance by an interesting blues guy. He often used aliases. He spent, I think, 2 terms in Arkansas State Prison. He was blind because, not from birth, but from a shotgun blast. He ended up in a gunfight one night outside of a juke joint, and that was it for him. But his musical career continued. Again, Blind Joe Reynolds. He was preceded by Little Joe McLaren doing Hobo Blues from a disc called Facebook Blues. Next here on KRVS, one of the longest-running Piedmont style, well, any kind of style, I guess, blues duets, Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. Here they are with a rendition of a tune first recorded back in 1930 by the Mississippi Sheiks, Sitting on Top of the World.
Anita running, holding up your hand. I can get me a woman quicker you can a man. But now she gone, and I don't worry, cause I'm setting on top of the world. And on top of the world, with my legs hanging down, my baby done quit me, gone out of this town. But now she gone, and I don't worry, cause I'm setting on top of the world. Oh,
work all the summer and all the fall. Now I'm gonna take my Christmas and my older home. But now she gone and I don't worry, 'cause I'm sailing on top of the world. Bye bye baby, honey, if you call that gone, it may worry me some baby, but it won't last long. But now you're gone and I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world.
Didn't you tell me a story about that right before Tommy died, he came to you crying one night?
I was praying one day down there on South Street.
And he came to you crying.
Sure did. And after I started preaching,
asked you to pray for him.
That's right. Told me he'd pray for him. He wanted to stop, but it looked like he couldn't. I told him I would, and I told him he had to make up his mind and pray too. And asked the Lord. And he swear that he would. And he wanted to be preaching like I would.
Yeah.
And so he left me, and I got on me so strong, I had to cry when he left.
Was he crying too?
He's crying and I was crying. My wife was crying. She was helping me.
Well, he was just an alcoholic, you know?
He was just an alcoholic. And so it just hurt me so bad to see him. And the next news I heard, he was dead.
Yeah.
That hurt me worse.
Crying can't hit my mom. Crying so low, killing me. Crying can't eat my mama. So low, killing me. Yeah, can't corrupt you. Take it, can't eat you. Crying mama, mama, mama. No, can't he kill me? Crying, mama, 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 crying, can't he to kill me? Can't he don't cry, baby, never die? I will come up this morning. Can't eat on my mind. Woke up in morning. Can't eat was on my mind. Woke up dead. Can't eat on my mind. Grind on, Lord, I want. Can he love you and me? Take care to rub me. Turn but my soul. Take off your skin. Don't do the easy road. I will come every morning. Crying can't eat, run my bed, run you somebody, take it can't eat too. Run your soul and take it, can't eat blue. Crying mama, mama, mama. Crying can't eat, killing me. Bleed to my soul, no. They gon' kill me dead.
Tommy Johnson recorded in the late 1920s his classic Canned Heat Blues. The number that was the source of the name for the band Canned Heat back in the 1960s. Of course, Tommy Johnson was talking about alcohol or alcohol substitutes. It said that when he couldn't get regular alcohol, he'd drink Sterno, denatured alcohol, or even shoe polish. Interesting guy. Wonderful blues singer. His style is jumping into the falsetto at the end of certain measures that was copied by a lot of other blues artists over the years. He only recorded for about 2 years, then went back to Mississippi and didn't record again, though he played for many years. He died November 1st of 1956 after playing a party pretty much all night, and it said that he died of alcoholism. Before we heard of his Canned Heat Blues, we heard Ishpan Bracey being interviewed by a folklorist about the death of Tommy Johnson. And before we heard that, here on KRVS, we heard Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee doing a rendition of Sitting on Top of the World, the old Mississippi Sheiks tune from 1930. We're going to turn now to another blues artist, that one of the formative Delta blues artists, early recording artists. That would be Charlie Patton, often referred to as King of the Delta Blues, a godfather of the Delta Blues. Here's the late Charlie Patton with a number called Some Summer Day.
Always on my mind. But his mom was in the album, won't be there all the time. But his mom was in the album, won't be there all the time. When I left Alan throwing kisses and waving at me, when I left Alan throwing kisses and waving at me, says come back daddy and stay right here with me. Let's come back, daddy, and stay right here with me. Avalon, my hometown, got no great big rain. Avalon, my hometown. Avalon, my hometown, got no great big rain. Put your mama in Avalon, show her spin your chains. Put your mamas in heaven. Put your mamas in heaven. Sure will spin your chain.
Mississippi John Hurt with Avalon Blues from a disc called Avalon Blues 1963. The song Avalon Blues was actually the key that unlocked the mystery as to what happened to John Hurt as far as folklorists back then were concerned. He had recorded in the late 1920s. I think it was a dozen recordings he did what's called Avalon Blues. Some folklorists got a copy of that from an Australian collector, and first they thought there was an Avalon, Georgia. So they couldn't find anything about John Hurt there. Then they discovered that there was an Avalon, Mississippi, and one of the researchers was headed down to New Orleans for Mardi Gras that year of 63, and he and his friend discussed it, and they said, well, check out Avalon, Mississippi, see if anybody has ever heard of that John Hurt that recorded back in the 20s. So Tom Hoskins went to Avalon, Mississippi. There was a little general store that sufficed for what was, I guess, the center of the town. And he went in and asked somebody about John Hurt, and they said, well, there's a John Hurt that lives down the road. So Tom Hoskins drives down this road to the house that the gentleman had pointed out to him and knocks on the door, and this elfin little man opens the door, and Hoskins said, excuse me, are you John Hurt? Are you the man that recorded back in the late 1920s? And John Hurt's a little bit uncertain about this guy, and he says, yeah. And the guy says, wait a minute. Hoskins says, wait a minute. Runs out to his guitar, to his car, gets his guitar, comes back, and asks Hurt to play a song. And Hurt's really suspicious of this guy now. But anyway, he takes the guitar, plays a tune, and Hoskins at that moment knew he had discovered folklore gold. And for the last 3 years of John Hurt's life, he toured and played festivals, coffee houses, and taught a lot of people how to play his style of guitar. Before we heard John Hurt, we heard the father of Delta Blues, Charlie Patton. We heard Charlie Patton doing a number called Some Summer Day. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show & Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And we turn now to check out some of the music going on around the area. This evening, things kick off in Lafayette at 6 p.m. at Park International with Jared Lane and The Parish. And also tonight, Nopalousis, Warren Storm, Willie T, and Cypress will be playing for Music and Market there. And back here in Lafayette, Mike Dean is at Antlers tonight. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew playing blues at Agave 2. Machete will be at Artmosphere. Scott Allen Stagg plays Bispanos. Arden and Esther will be at Blue Dog Cafe. Blaze and Saddles, as well as Miss Balfa Toujours will be at Blue Moon Saloon. Walter Jr. is at Imonelli, Jambalaya at Randall's. Jamie Kelly, as well as Resinophonic, played Dewey's in Youngsville. Tonight, Kurt Boudreau will be at Tokyo Sushi tonight and tomorrow night. I Am Albatross, Holy Ghost People, and the Rad Wagon will be at Wild Salmon this evening. Tomorrow morning, Brandon Ledet will play for a Zydeco breakfast at the Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. Tomorrow afternoon, there's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville. And tomorrow evening, the Rayo Brothers are at Artmosphere, Caleb Elliott at Blue Dog Cafe. Also, tomorrow night, Hugh and the Wrecking Crew play Agave Downtown. Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys play La Poussière in Bro Bridge on Saturday. And JoJo Reed and the Happy Hill Playboys will be doing the Liberty Theater in Eunice. Brass Mimosa plays the Wild Salmon tomorrow night. T. Mond will play for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe on Sunday. Chubby Carrier and his band will be at Whiskey River. Zydeco Ray plays Randall's. The Delta Drifters will appear Sunday at Artmosphere. Donnie Broussard and the Louisiana Stars will be at Vermilionville from 1 to 4 on Sunday. And also on Sunday, there's a party in the park, a fundraiser for the horse farm, UL Horse Farm, now the park. And the fundraiser takes place from 9:30 in the morning to 6:30 in the evening. Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars play, as well as Chubby Carrier, Jared Lane, Brass Mimosa, the Nathan Sam Band, and Creole Express. Again, all that at the UL Horse Farm. And let me see, also there's a benefit for pianist Glenn Gilbo, featuring Warren Storm, Johnny Allen, Mark Broussard, and others. This takes place at the District on Jefferson Street from 3 to 9 p.m. on Sunday. Monday night, there's a Bluegrass Jam every Monday evening at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. There's also a jam Monday evenings at the Golden Flamingo Nightclub. It's Songwriters Night Tuesday at Artmosphere, Jazz Night at Bisbano's. It's coming Tuesday. Tara and the Zydeco Bad Boys will be at Blue Moon Saloon. Cajun Jam just about every Wednesday evening at Blue Moon Saloon. Also this coming Wednesday, Lucinda Williams will be playing at McNeese State University at the Shearman Center for Fine Arts at 7:30 p.m. And Thursday night, David Egan plays Charlie G's on Thursday nights. And this coming Thursday, the Cathead Biscuit Boys will play the Blue Moon Saloon. By the way, if you like watching Sonny Landreth play, do go to our website, krvs.org. Click on Local Produce, which is on the home page. There's a brand new video up of Sonny Landreth playing south of I-10. So if you haven't checked it out yet, check it out. Some great music by Sonny. We're going to start off this next set with music from the new release by the Holmes Brothers, originally out of Christchurch, Virginia. Very interesting harmonies and very interesting compositions. Their latest disc is called Brotherhood. From that disc, the Holmes Brothers with Driving in the Driving Rain.
Driving in the driving rain. Black as night, I can't see a thing. I'm driving in the driving rain. Gonna run this road till I'm in your arms, yeah. Loving you was so insane. Push me away, pull me back again. I'm driving in the driving rain. Can't see the road. I can't see the light. Wind is howling, holding the wheel so tight. Rivers rising every turn. Through it all, woman, my love for you still burns. I'm driving in the driving rain. Black as night, I can't see a thing. I'm driving. Run this road, tell him in your arms, yeah. Loving you was so insane. Push me away, pull me back again. I'm driving in the driving rain. Maybe tomorrow sun will shine. Realize you're meant to be mine. Right now, baby, oh. Thank you.
this old fall, cancer slip and slide. Windows broke, faces wet, running on low octane. I ain't giving up yet. Driving in the driving rain. Running this road till I'm in yours again. I'm driving in the driving rain. Black as night, I can't see a thing. Loving you was so insane. Push me away, pull me back again. I'm driving in the driving rain. Black as night, I can't see a thing.
Mailbox, crow on my cradle, hellhounds come stealing food from my table. Some are born to sweep the light, others born to lose. I was born to keep on moving, searching the desert for the blues. Standing on the mountain with the devil on my shoulder. Evening sun was sinking down, night air getting colder. Could have used a coat or a brand new pair of shoes. Turned away and kept on walking, searching the desert for the blues. Tell me why it matters, and I'll tell you what it means. I'll show you everything, and all parts in between. A hand for every hand, a neck for every noose. There's always someone out there, searching the desert for the blues. Got baskets full of bones. My head's filled with hanks. My pathway's full of stones. Got no time to worry. No time to be confused. Keep my eyes wide open, searching the desert for the blues. The blues.
Albert Castiglia from his brand new disc Solid Ground, a number called Searching the Desert for the Blues. Really fine guitarist. He's had a number of discs out. He was preceded by the Holmes Brothers here on KRVS. Their new disc is called Brotherhood. From that disc, we were listening to a tune entitled Driving in the Driving Rain. Again, the Holmes Brothers, very, very interesting and unique group. Interesting harmonies, just a great group. Next on KRVS, the track from the latest disc by Joe Louis Walker. Walker's blues bonafides go back to the mid-1960s on the San Francisco blues scene. He was a roommate of Mike Bloomfield of a famous Paul Butterfield blues band back in the 60s. Joe Louis Walker got to play with Lightning Hopkins and quite a number of others. Then he went into gospel for a while, and in the roughly mid-80s, he got back into the blues. He's had a number of albums since that time. Again, from his latest Hornet's Nest, Joe Louis Walker on guitar and vocals with a tune called I'm Gonna Walk Outside.
Yeah! walk outside. I said the judgment day done come. Days are
late Etta James from her 2000 release, year 2000 release, Matriarch of the Blues, her rendition of the Otis Redding tune, A Hog for You. Before we heard Etta here on the Blues Box, we heard Joe Louis Walker from his disc Hornet's Nest. Again, that is his latest. It's out on Alligator Records. And Joe Louis Walker played a number for us called I'm Going to Walk Outside. And we turn next to Shamika Copeland. It's been a while since she's had a disc out. She's had quite a number of them on Alligator Records. We're going to venture back to 1998 and her disc, Turn the Heat Up, to hear Shamika do a number called Salt in My Wounds.
Christina, well, you made my whole life change. You brought me happiness.
brought me love, you brought me everything. Christina, one day we may be far apart. One day, Christina, I know we may be far apart. But you're always with me. I keep you in my heart. Agree. Christina, well, you know I must agree. You're the only thing good that ever happened to me.
Memphis Slim on piano and vocals. Christina, Memphis Slim, obviously originally from Memphis. He ended up in Chicago in 1939, played with some of the greats there, did some wonderful recordings with Big Bill Brunzi and a number of others, Matt Guitar Murphy. And then in 1962, he took off for France. He moved to Paris and stayed there for the rest of his life. And sort of was part of a good blues scene there. A lot of American blues artists would travel to the continent, of course, to Europe to play blues, do tours and that sort of thing. And he passed away in 1988, at which time the U.S. Senate, the United States Senate, honored him with the title of Ambassador at Large of Goodwill, and the French government bestowed upon him the title of Commander of Arts and Letters, Memphis Slim. He was preceded by Shamika Copeland. We heard Shamika from a disc called Turn the Heat Up. She did a piece called Salt in My Wounds. And you're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM.